In the food business, everything comes down to that moment when a shopper studies a label and decides whether to buy or move on. That's why food producers have a big interest in Washington's Initiative 522 on the ballot next month. It would require foods with genetically engineered ingredients to have a label on the front of the package. Supporters say consumers have a right to know what's in their food, but some companies worry the law could dramatically change how their products are seen. Correspondent Jessica Robinson reports.
Tubs of veggie dip go 3x3 through a labeling machine on the production floor at Lighthouse Foods in Sandpoint, Idaho. They pop out the other side with Country Ranch stickers stamped on the lid. None of the elements on that label are there by accident, says Kathy Wise. She's the head of graphic design for Lighthouse. Wise sits upstairs in front of a window-sized computer screen.
We're trying to convey to the consumer what is in the dressing, what it might taste like, kind of the feel of that product.
Lighthouse markets to foodie shoppers. The side of their label says made fresh. The company uses raw ingredients without preservatives, which is why the dressings are refrigerated. Wise says the label involves a constant dance between pictures of sliced tomatoes and sunflowers and the stuff on the label that has to be there legally, like nutrition content and ingredients. So Wise says it's not a big deal to add one more thing to the label.
Label updates happen all the time.
Like, when was the last one?
Today. Yesterday? It's always something.
But the initiative before Washington voters would create a labeling rule that's a little bit different from others. The label saying genetically engineered or partially produced with genetic engineering would have to go on the front of the package, and it would be specific to one state.
I mean, we already do sell to Canada and Mexico, and that's difficult enough when you're talking about other countries, but starting to treat a state like a country is... I would think that most manufacturers are just going to do it across the board rather than making it certain labels go to certain states or whatever.
So people in Idaho and Oregon would be seeing the same thing.
Exactly.
That worries Paul Cushy, the senior vice president of Lighthouse. He says the supply of non-genetically engineered canola and soybean oil just isn't large enough to overhaul the company's entire product line. If Initiative 522 passes, consumers will see labels on most of Lighthouse's products.
Yeah, I don't know what the reaction is. So, you know, it's true. I really don't.
Research shows price, not labeling, is the most important factor for many shoppers. But companies like Lighthouse cater to a particular crowd, the label readers, people who are willing to pay more for a product they perceive as healthier.
We know that is good.
Andy Forstad stands in front of her refrigerator.
Coconut butter. See this? This is from Trader Joe's.
Forstad lives outside of Spokane. She helped gather signatures to put the labeling initiative on the ballot. To her, it's about having information about her food, just like the calorie count on a box of cookies or whether her juice comes from concentrate.
For transparency, for our right to know, so that we can make an informed decision. I know people still buy genetically engineered products, but for those who wish not to, we can make that choice.
Forstad cut genetically engineered food out of her diet 8 years ago, but she says it's hard. In fact, as we're looking through her fridge, Forstad spies a bottle of raspberry syrup.
Okay, so this one most likely is genetically engineered.
How do you know?
So, and I just noticed this in our fridge, but it hasn't been used because it says sugar. Most sugars is sugar beet, and sugar beet is genetically engineered. That shouldn't be in our fridge.
The problem, says Jim Cook, is that raspberry syrup may actually be identical to raspberry syrup considered GMO-free. Cook is a retired plant pathologist from Washington State University. He's thrown his support behind the effort to defeat the measure.
Sugar. If you take a bag of sugar, you look on the label, it says zero protein. And of course it's zero protein because it's pure sugar.
Cook says the original sugar beet plant was genetically engineered to produce a certain protein.
But that's the green plant, and that protein's not in that sugar. Why would you put a label on sugar that says it's genetically engineered? Because it's not.
Even if the initiative were written differently, Cook would still be concerned about what he considers a warning for food he says doesn't need one.
How do you process that information? What do you think when you see genetically engineered on the label? What do you think? Are you going to buy that anyway?
Back at Lighthouse Foods, Paul Cushy is already looking beyond the November election. Lighthouse has started sourcing non-genetically engineered ingredients and has submitted 21 products for non-GMO certification. Cushy says the demand for foods that don't come from genetically engineered sources is undeniable.
Whether it happens tomorrow or whether it happens, you know, 10 years from now. We know it's coming.
And for now, at least he knows that if Washington does require Lighthouse to label its products, they'll have lots and lots of company on grocery store shelves. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.